All right. Well, it is that time of year once again to talk about the Let's Roll MPS event that happens right around this time of year every year. And who better to talk about it with me than Jenny Borden, who is the Active Living Coordinator for Minneapolis Public Schools. Jenny, this has become an annual conversation. I love it every time. How are you?
I'm doing well. It is a busy time of the year to get ready to have the Let's Roll just about a month into school, but really exciting, and I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is always such an exciting event to talk about, and let's get right into it. So the Let's Roll MPS is happening on October 10th, but let's first talk about Walk, Bike, and Roll to School Day, which is a national thing that's happening on October 9th. What can you share with us about that?
Sure. Yes, National Walk, Bike, and Roll to School Day is October 9th this year, and it is a national event that was created really as a response to the trends in the drop of the number of students that walk and bike to school. I think the older that you are, the more you may remember walking and biking to school. It used to be that most kids got to school that way. And you probably remember it fondly because walking makes you feel good. It boosts your mood, the physical activity. And also, most of us remember it as a really fun time with friends. And so this holiday developed this year. It is on October 9th. And it is a chance for families to just try it out and hoping that the families will find that it is a fun way to get to school. But they also may see barriers that keep it from being fun or safe or easy. And it is also a chance to bring your school community together and see what barriers are there and find a way to remedy them.
How does MPS participation typically trend in this sort of event? Obviously it happens every year, and it kind of coincides with Let's Roll MPS as well. So, what are some of the estimated numbers like? What sort of participation do you typically see from MPS schools locally?
Yeah, I love that question because in our state, we have, I bet we have the most events. So I think we have about 30 events now. The state of Minnesota is catching up, so it really is a statewide event now, which is nice, but we are still in the lead. So about 30 schools signed up to celebrate. Schools can celebrate, of course, on whatever day they want to. Most will celebrate on October 9th, and when they do, our state sends them a packet of goodies, and then we also will send out some things to make the event more of a celebration. This year, I'm super excited about this. This year, we have something special in the prize packs that we've sent to school. It's our new Walking Routes for Youth printed map. So the city of Minneapolis has these routes, walking routes that connect every school, every recreation center, and every library in our city. So it's a connected route. Like if you wanted to walk from the south corner to the north corner, you could. This map would show you how to do it. And so we were able to get a grant from the state to print these maps. The backside of the map is all MPS. Last year we asked students, what do you like to see? Where do you like to go when you walk and roll in your community in Minneapolis? And they drew pictures. We received more than 300 drawings, and we took as many of them as we could and put them on the back. That makes up a poster that says you can go everywhere. And it's gorgeous. You look at it and you see what our students, how they see the city and how they want to see the city. So that is super exciting. That's in prize packs. Generally, your walk event might be as simple as your school's announced. It's Walk to School Day. And then you do it and you get there and maybe you get a sticker. Maybe you pick up a map. Some schools do it more elaborate. So they might organize meetup places and walking spots where they walk in. Some schools might choose to do it during the day. They realize that not enough kids have the opportunity to walk to school at their school for whatever reason, so they'll do an event during the day. So I think it's a very flexible and inclusive event that schools can do it however they want. And because it's a national event, you can also just celebrate it without your school really participating. You can just choose yourself to find your route and try out walking to school.
How do you typically roll? What's kind of your favorite way to get around here? Are you a walker? Are you a biker? I'm probably personally more of a walker. I like to kind of just go out and get steps. But what's kind of your favorite way to get around?
Yeah, I really love them all. I love walking. But for transportation, it probably is no surprise to you, Manny, that I do love to bike, and I really like it. I'm not a bike ride gal, really, but I do like to bike to get to work, for instance. And it is, I look forward to it. You know, sometimes people say, oh, what a good job you're doing by doing this. But it really is fun to me. I think it's the connection to the community. I live on in South Minneapolis. I work in North Minneapolis. And when I bike to work, some mornings I come across bus stops. I get to say good morning to children on my way into work. Sometimes I will come across another biker that I actually know and we'll bike together. Sometimes I come across bikers that I don't know and we end up having a conversation. Sometimes maybe somebody needs help, like directions or something like that. I'm able to connect with people that way. And so I just really feel in community, I guess, when I bike. And that is probably the thing that grabs me and makes me enjoy that as a way of transportation. And I would certainly love walking to work, but it would probably be just a little bit too far. It would take a little bit too long for me to do that. So
yeah,
so biking works.
Yeah, I live a little ways away from work too. So I think walking would probably take pretty much half my day if I decide to walk into work every day. But kudos to many who actually do get the opportunity to do that. We're talking with Jenny Borden, who is the active living coordinator at Minneapolis Public Schools. We've got a walk, bike, and roll to school day. It's happening on October 9th, which is a Wednesday. And then the next day, October 10th, is Let's Roll MPS. And let's get into Let's Roll MPS now, Jenny. What exactly, let's remind our listeners again what Let's Roll MPS actually is, and then we'll get into some of the nuts and bolts of it.
Great. Well, as you know, most elementary schools in Minneapolis Public Schools provide bike safety education for fourth and fifth graders. And it's a very robust education. Many of the PE teachers will take their students off campus. They will learn how to safely navigate the beautiful streets and trails of Minneapolis by bicycle. And so the Let's Roll MPS gives us a chance to really showcase the hard work of these students and their teachers. What it is, quite simply, is a slow-paced group bicycle ride that celebrates bicycling in our school district, the beauty of Minneapolis, and the joy in our connections to one another. This, we have it in the fall and the spring, and so the fall event is Southside Let's Roll. This ride is an inclusive partnership with Sullivan Steam Magnet and Anishinaabe Academy. And then our friends in DAPE also will provide support for students who need adaptive bicycles. So compared to our spring route, this is a little shorter and a little flatter, and it's suitable for various bikes and a large range of abilities. So school groups work really hard to prepare for the event. We all come together to bike together. Just picture like 200 kids and adults in one long bike parade going through the city.
That is, that's really exciting. That sounds really, really cool. And so let's recap just very quickly where the route will start and then at what time. It's Thursday, October 10th, weather permitting, but I'm looking at the forecast now and the forecast for next Thursday. It sounds like it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. So I don't even think we're going to have to worry about that. Knock on wood, of course. But where will the route be? Yes, exactly. Where will the route start and what time will it actually be?
Yep. So we all gather on the playground at Sullivan and Anishinaabe at 3 p.m. on Thursday, October 10th. We gather and it's actually a special holiday as well, another special holiday in our department, in the state around local food and local apples. And so when kids arrive, we'll actually have whole local apples as a snack. And October 10th is also the Great Minnesota Apple Crunch. And it's really simple. You count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you crunch in your apples at the same time to celebrate our local farmers and our local apples. So students will be greeted that way. We will assemble, we'll give a few quick safety instructions, and then we will take off and we will do a nice loop near the school, around the school. It's about 3 miles that we've mapped out. And then we come back, and you know we're Culinary and Wellness Services. We're committed to quality food, and we will feed a true food meal in celebration of our ride and this event.
That is fantastic. Okay. We will wrap things up here very shortly, but how can people get more information about Let's Roll MPS?
Oh, go to our website. It is mpschools.org/CWS for Culinary and Wellness Services. People can also follow us at MPS True Food on Instagram or Facebook. And yeah, we want to get the word out. Everybody is invited. People, if you're coming not with a school group, but you're just coming from the community because you're hearing us talk about it, you can come and bring your cheers for our students. If you want a bike, please bring your own bicycle and helmet, and then you can bike along with us as well.
A couple more quick items for Jenny Borden, Active Living Coordinator, Minneapolis Public Schools. Okay, you mentioned food. October is National Farm to School Month. We had the Farm to School Barbecue just a couple of weeks ago. What can you tell us about the new farmer trading cards?
Oh my gosh. The new farmer trading cards are the coolest things. So they are beautiful. They're almost art pieces in themselves, and they will show a picture of the various farmers that grow the food, raise the food that our students eat in our cafeterias. So we partner with a lot of local farms, and on the cards you'll see who the farmer is, what they grow for MPS. Some of them will tell us how many tractors they have. There's a little map so that we can see where in the state their farm is located. And during Farm to School Month in October, in our elementary and K-8 schools, we are celebrating Farmer Friday every Friday. So the first one will be October 4th. And on that day, during lunch, school kids in their lunch trays, there will be some winning lunch trays. And if they have a winning lunch tray, they can go up to where they pick up their lunch and get a farmer trading card pack. So they're really super cool. There's 17 different farmer trading cards, and they show the produce, the grains, the beans, the different things that we grow in our school meals. So they're really beautiful. I think that the kids are going to love them.
Fantastic. And lastly, Jenny, what are some other resources that Minneapolis Public Schools has for active, healthy living people? What sort of other sources do they have that they can kind of access and get information year round?
Well, I mean, we are Culinary and Wellness Services, so I would say eat breakfast with us, eat lunch with us. If you are students, we provide really tasty meals, but we also meet high nutrition standards. So we can assure that's like a great way to access healthy living just by eating with us. We also have a newsletter. So I don't know if people are aware, but we have a newsletter called The Whole Carrot that goes out every other week. And people can, it's for everyone. So it's for staff, it's for families, it's for partners, it's for friends. And it has all the information and events and opportunities put out by our department. And that same website, mpsschools.org/CWS, you will find a link to sign up for our Whole Carrot newsletter. And I think if people really want to stay connected to active, healthy living in our school district, subscribe and read that, because there's an abundance in there.
Awesome. Awesome. Jenny, I always love talking with you. It's always a fun conversation, and so much fun things happening over the next couple of weeks. We've got the walk, bike, and roll to school day. And then, of course, Let's Roll MPS happening on October 9th and October 10th, respectively. Jenny, thank you so much for the time, and good luck with everything next week.
Yeah, thank you so much, Manny. Always a pleasure.